Right, ladies and gentlemen, this character, Falstaff. It's not possible really to exaggerate the importance of this figure Shakespeare created in the annals of our literature, because we take for granted nowadays this intense complexity of the character. A fat man, a coward, a man with absolutely no virtues, and yet intensely lovable. It's the first time probably in literature that this kind of paradox has appeared, that one can love this man, adore him, and yet not admire him at all. The paradox is such that one 18th century critic, Henry Morgan, wrote a long, long essay about it, on the character of Sir John Falstaff, and even then, despite his psychological penetration, did not get to the nub of the problem. And it's a question, again, we can ask ourselves today, why should we like this character at all? Because we do like him. Falstaff is, to us, synonymous with a kind of zest for life, a kind of total indifference to authority, to shibboleths like honor, patriotism. He's the eternal rebel, yet he's not a young man, not a young, slim man. He's an old, fat man, and yet a rebel. And when in George Orwell's novel, 1984, Winston Smith, living in this horrible police state, cut off from the past, wakes up one morning with the name Shakespeare on his lips, we can be pretty sure that behind that name Shakespeare is one character only, Falstaff, the eternal defier of authority. Now this again is something new. This ties in with a new cynicism. It's very hard to imagine an earlier patriotic play of Shakespeare's in which anybody casts doubt on honor, casts doubt on glory, or casts doubt on the patriotic virtues. Here we have a historical situation in which Henry IV has taken over the throne from Richard II. He has assassinated Richard, and now he is reigning as Henry IV, and he has a lot of troubles on his mind. He's already reaping the dank harvest of his own impiety. And so the North is rising against him, the North of England is rising against him, and the West is rising against him, Wales is rising against him, and Northumberland is rising against him. Northumberland is figured in the character of Hotspur, who is a kind of humor, a choleric type, a man always going on about honor. By heavens, methinks it were an easy leap to pluck bright honor from the bright-faced moon, you know the way, or dive into the bottom of the sea. These kind of big, bombastic speeches, very much in an early vein, very much in the early Erkley's bombastic vein that Ned Allen at the Rose Theatre was so fond of. But also, a counter to Falstaff was at all times, what is honor? What is honor? Can it mend a limb? Who hath honor? He that died a Tuesday. What is honour? A mere scutcheon. I'll none of it. He doesn't want honour. And in the second part of the play, when the Civil War is proceeding, Henry IV has enemies everywhere, Falstaff is a captain in the army, and he doesn't give a damn about paying his soldiers their regular stipend. He merely keeps the money. And this was a common practice, especially in the town, especially in the county of Gloucestershire, where this part of the action is takes place, is a man totally without scruple, totally without honor, totally without patriotism, and yet he goes down well. He's a very modern hero in some ways, because we ourselves have got past believing these shibboleths from our political leaders.